Robert's on his way. Just collecting his things.
Hmm.
How is she?
There's no change.
Tim.
Morning, John. Bye, John.
Good luck, Eleanor.
Thank you, Tim.
Hmm, I smell a conspiracy. What have you been up to, Tim? Not writing Eleanor's thesis, I hope.
How have you been sleeping lately, John?
I beg your pardon?
Paranoid tendencies have been shown to result from insufficient sleep.
Have they really? Tim, you're not answering my question. Have you been writing Eleanor's thesis?
Of course not, John. That would be cheating. As a tomorrow person, Eleanor has enough natural advantages over the saps already. No, Eleanor has arranged a work placement at the Florence Nightingale Juvenile Remand Centre in New York as part of her forensic psychology MA.
You know, I suggested she re-merged with the Kirinyaga Gestalt on Mellicent 9, but apparently the Open University doesn't recognise off-world placements.
And won't for another 258 years, I'm afraid, John. A criminal waste, if you want my opinion.
Quite.
How do I look?
Why are you wearing an Armani suit, Paul? Actually, how can you afford an Armani suit, Paul?
Well, you're telepathic. You tell me.
Say hello to Cherie for me.
Uh-huh. I'm really going to do that. Bye, John.
You know, Tim, I fancy some breakfast. How about a nice smoked Norwegian salmon bagel with cream cheese, red onions, capers, Kalamata olives, tomato and cucumber?
Well, that would depend. Were you considering the Parthenocarpic cultivars, or Berplus European cucumber, or did you have something more exotic in mind, such as the African Cucumis sativus, for example?
Forget it.
Eiffel Tower, Notre Dame.
Iced coffee at the Louvre. This is so gonna be my future.
Is this your first exchange trip?
Nah, I'm an old hand.
You've been to Paris before?
Oh, but of course. Yeah, I was four. Mum and Dad met during the Brixton riots. They thought it'd be a good idea to get me a cultural upload before it was too late.
And was it? Too late, I mean.
You tell me, Cherie.
No, Paul. I do not think it was too late.
Monsieur and Madame, are you ready to order?
Don't order the special.
Snails? Yum. Well, in for a penny and all that. I suppose I'll have the...
Hush!
Je voudrais le... This would be so much more fun if everyone was telepathic.
Pardon me?
Don't panic. I can do this.
I could come back when...
No, it's okay. Can I have the, number six?
And for madame?
The crayfish looks delicious. Then again, I don't know. The squid looks delicious too. Help me, Paul. I can't seem to make up... What is that?
Get down!
Thank you.
that.
Never mind that now. Stay calm. We have to get you to a...
Oh, hurts. How did...
Jim, can you hear me? I need a matter transporter belt. Right now. Cherie, no. Christ, keep breathing. Cherie, can you... Eleanor. Jesus, the smoke. I need some help. Cherie, her chest, she stopped breathing. She needs help. Eleanor, don't just stand there. Get over here. Where's the matter transporter belt? Why can you bring the belt? Who are you?
It doesn't matter about your friend. She's just a sap.
What did you say? What happened here? These people. Cherie, she's... What was that?
That, Paul, was Paris. Do you think you'll miss it?
What?
Wakey, wakey, Paul. Paris is gone. Checked out of history's little black book. Chop that one up to my dark half. You shocked? Surely you wouldn't begrudge me a little fun. After all, it's nothing you won't come to enjoy yourself in time.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Paul, are you all right? I'm reading a seismic disturbance almost off the scale.
Tim, Paris. Just get John here now.
That's enough, Paul. Panicking won't help anyone. Gotta help Cherie.
I can sense her mind. She's still alive, right?
Yes, well, she won't be for much longer unless you help me.
Help you? Do what?
Now listen carefully. What I'm going to say to you will sound insane, but trust me. It's Cherie's only chance, and I can't do it alone.
Yeah, I'm ready. Shut up and tell me.
All right. I'm going to use telekinesis to pull back the broken rings. It'll be tricky, so much. I want you to concentrate on the heart. Visualize it in every detail.
We shouldn't have just left her there, John.
It's a hospital, Paul. It's the best place for her. We've got far more important things to deal with.
More important than...
Tim, what's the current situation?
I'm getting an update now, John. According to data received from the orbital satellites, an area of south-central Paris adjacent to the Seine has been reduced to a crater nearly 2 miles wide and 500 meters deep. Destruction is total. The rock strata has fused to silica glass.
And the fires?
What you can see on the screen are 2,307 secondary incendiary events.
The gas mains must be on fire.
What about the people?
It's not good news, Paul. I'm detecting X-rays and gamma radiation in lethal quantities. Casualties are likely to be very high.
Not good, then.
I'm afraid that's not all. At least three major governments have increased their defense condition by one stage. The US has blocked all air traffic until further notice and is now at DEFCON 3. The President has authorized a Black Ops mission to assess the situation. Long-range reconnaissance planes will be overflying the area in 24 minutes.
Which is precisely how long we have to find out what caused the explosion.
That and another six impossible things before breakfast.
It's that or the saps will assume the explosion was nuclear. Some kind of terrorist action. You know what they're like. They're at each other's throats. All right, Tim. We'll see it up close and personal for ourselves soon enough.
Are you sure the AE suits can handle this?
I hope so.
Oh, the size of this crater!
Be careful, it's a long way down. The radiation here might interfere with our jaunting belts if we have to leave in a hurry. And watch where you step. Looks like the heat has created pockets of molten rock.
This gets better every time you open your mouth, you know that?
Paul, we've got 18 minutes left before these jets reach us, so I really need you to focus. I have a responsibility to the SAPs, but beyond that, I have no desire to see my home world torn apart by a third world war. With you. Have you, Paul?
No, because, hey, God forbid our friends on the Galactic Trig should be embarrassed by our inability to stop an eensy-wincy nuclear bomb!
Seems to have become geologically unstable.
How many people do you think lived here? You know, before... Oh, this is insane. But you know what? Can't we just do this thing and clear out?
Calm down, Paul. We knew it was going to be like this. for 8 minutes until the US planes arrive. I need samples of the rock strata as deep as we can reach.
Duck, brought a rose drill in that suitcase, did you?
You telekinesis. Take what you can and teleport it into these shielded sample cases. And for heaven's sake, be careful. You'll know it if you teleport even a few molecules of molten rock inside your AE suit. Right, force field sent.
My girlfriend's in a coma. The US is about to do the terrorist square dance, and we're taking a dip in the molten remains of the cultural capital of Europe. Keep asking questions like that, and you're really going
to
hack me off.
Paul, I want you to go back to the lab. I can do this on my own.
Go? No way. Someone did this deliberately, and I want to find out who.
Tim?
Yes, John?
John, Paul, back to the lab right away, please.
What are you... Hey, no way. You said
do it now, please.
Personal with radiation. If you think I'm going now, you can...
It's the river. Save us from bursting the crater wall. Tim, can you jolt us clear?
No, John. Interference from radiation and geomagnetic fields is temporarily preventing me from getting along.
John, run for it! We've got to run for it!
Don't be stupid, we need those samples. The planes will be here in, what, 5 minutes? Once we're on the station, we'll never get another chance. We've got about 45 seconds until the water reaches us. It'll be coming at speed. Our AE suits will protect us against drowning, but not against the shock of the pressure wave.
Are you telling me we're going to be battered to death inside our AE?
Not if I hold back the water using telekinesis while you take the sample.
John, you're mad. That's way beyond...
Shut up, Paul, and do as you're told. Hurry up! We can't hold this back forever.
I don't want to alarm you, John, but the US base will be there in less than 2 minutes if they see...
Shut up, Tim! I need to concentrate. Paul! Sample, now!
Am I trying?
Just do it!
Just 1 minute.
Losing it.
Okay, I'll stop them!
Tim, forget the hazard! George is out! Now!
Samples, Tim. Thanks, Paul. You're welcome, Tim. Thanks to you, a third world war is narrowly... Well, where's John? Tim? Where's John? John, are you okay? You had me worried there.
Really?
Are you okay?
Paul, I think you need some time off. Get changed and go home.
What?
Tim and I have work to do here.
What? I can't believe you're...
John is quite right, Paul. It might be better if you rested. Research suggests REM sleep can contribute significantly towards the healing process.
Research suggests? I can't believe you lot. You're like my bloody parents. Do this. Don't do that. How many times do I have to tell you? Stop treating me like a kid.
Maybe we will if you stop acting like one. Why don't you find something useful to do?
Something useful?
Yes, you could clear this mess up for a start. Thanks, Paul.
Yeah, whatever.
Did you find out anything useful in the rock samples, Tim?
Yes, John. My analysis detected traces of rare minerals. Specifically, uranium in a configuration we know only exists in Oort cloud objects.
Are you saying Paris was destroyed by an asteroid?
Unlikely, Paul. Such an impact would have released significantly more X-rays and gamma radiation. Besides, the watchdog satellites would have detected any near-Earth objects with an impact trajectory months ago.
So, what then?
There's only one answer, I'm afraid. Someone with telekinetic ability teleported an Oort cloud object into the ground beneath Paris. Two sets of matter can't occupy the same physical space, and so an explosion of nuclear proportions occurred.
Someone? You mean another tomorrow person? The woman I saw in the smoke... She deliberately blew up Paris.
If this is true, it begs certain questions.
Yes, such as why and how. And I've no idea. The Tomorrow People are the only force on Earth that could cause such a loss of life. And Tomorrow People can't kill.
Could it be some kind of alien attack?
No, Paul. There are no aliens currently on Earth.
Which leaves us with only one conclusion. Somewhere out there is a rogue Tomorrow person. Someone with all our special powers, but none of our inhibitions. A tomorrow person who can kill. someone with telekinetic ability teleported an Oort cloud object into the ground beneath Paris. Two sets of matter can't occupy the same physical space, and so an explosion of nuclear proportions occurred.
Someone? You mean another tomorrow person? The woman I saw in the smoke. She deliberately blew up Paris.
If this is true, it begs certain questions.
Yes, such as why and how. And I've no idea. The Tomorrow People are the only force on Earth that could cause such a loss of life. And Tomorrow People can't kill.
Could it be some kind of alien attack?
No, Paul. There are no aliens currently on Earth.
Which leaves us with only one conclusion. Somewhere out there is a rogue Tomorrow Person. Someone with all our special powers, but none of our inhibitions. A Tomorrow Person who can kill.
Sure. Stick it on my tab, why don't you? I mean, I'm the only warden of the least popular and worst-funded remand center in New York. Well, absolutely. Drop my name in at the right party and see how fast they show you the door. In the meantime, I need books. Fiction, non-fiction, magazines, comics, whatever you got. Yeah, well, you're entitled, I guess. Me, I say fry them, but don't bore her to death first. Oh, yeah. All hard. Later. Neville, shoot. Yeah, sure. Badge her up and send her down. I ain't sunbathing.
Warden Neville, this is Eleanor Plowright. Officer Noonan on the gate asked me to...
Sure, Rachel, that'll do.
Thank you, Warden.
So you're the girl. Don't look like much. And you're English, that's cute.
Warden Neville, I'd like to thank you for this opportunity.
Thank me? Okay, it's a theory. What you reading there? Is that King?
Yeah, Bag of Bones. The flight out.
You're done with it?
Not quite.
Okay, here's the deal. I'll grant you resident status, research emeritus, whatever. I'll get you a tour. Hell, I'll even let you interview our clients. You can make tapes if they'll sign a waiver, and you can publish if anyone gives a damn.
Okay, fantastic. That's really kind of you, Warden. Thanks very much.
And you can pick up a new bag of bones at the airport when you leave.
Oh. Okay.
Good. The guy has 112 million books in print. You'll find another one easy.
I'm sure I will.
Good. Rachel, give Ms. Plowright here the tour. Stay out of D block, and if you visit the cafeteria, don't let her eat the pie. Ma'am, you don't want to know what they put in the pie.
Thank you, Warden. Ms. Plowright, if you'll follow me, please.
Neville, shoot.
I don't mind you asking. Chaplin says it's good to talk about these things. She's really helped me.
You have a priest here.
Ah, Chaplin's not a priest. She's a trustee, like me. The priest's name is Connor Duke. Oh, don't worry. Religion is one thing they don't ram down your throat here. Susan Chaplin's my friend. She's been teaching me Buddhist philosophy. I'm learning to meditate. Chaplin says it's the only real way anyone has of resolving their issues.
Is it helpful?
I have dreams. Real bad ones, sometimes. About things I did. I was a bad girl. My mom had to send me away, but I'm working hard now. I want to be a better person. And Susan says the meditation will help. I got to be a trustee. Maybe I can be a better person, too. Chaplin thinks so. Do you think I can be a better person, Miss Plowright?
Oh, Eleanor's fine, Rachel. You know, I'd love to talk to you about your dreams. Could we do that, do you think?
Well, sure. You writing a book or something?
It's a dissertation for my M.A.
A master's degree? Ah,
You know, I think I'd like one of those. You're lucky. You can do anything with a degree. Get a career, anything. People with a degree can get to be rich and happy. Chaplin says so.
Odd for a Buddhist to place such emphasis on material things, don't you think?
Oh, I trust Chaplin. She only wants to help me.
So tell me about your dreams. No. No, tell you what. Let's start at the start. You seem like a nice kid, Rachel. And yet you're here. What went wrong?
Some friends of mine. They don't like the bad things people do with nuclear bombs and animals.
Sorry? Sorry. Please go on.
I didn't say that right. My friends didn't like people who use bombs to ruin the environment and other people who experiment on animals. I agree with them. That sort of thing's bad. We tried really hard to stop it, but the judge thought trying to stop it was bad, too. He called us eco-terrorists. He said it was bad that we tried so hard because some people were hurt. But I didn't want that to happen. I didn't want anyone to get hurt. I just wanted to stop the bombs and the animals.
Is that what your dreams are about?
No. My dreams are much worse. Chaplin tries to help, but I'm frightened to sleep. Bad things happen when I sleep.
It's okay, Rachel. Where are we now?
They call this Central Boulevard. It leads to the cell blocks. There's an infirmary with a ward and some offices here. Would you like to see them?
You know, I got a rep for hurting myself, Doc, right? But this ain't that. I mean, I don't do that no more. I can't get no blades anyway. Nobody will sell them to me.
So why are you here then, Annie? I told you before, if you won't see the counselor, I can't prescribe you any
more... I ain't seeing no shrink. There's nothing wrong with my head. I just got bad dreams, that's all. Bad dreams, get it?
Annie, look at you. You're sweating. You're losing weight. You look like you're on drugs.
I ain't doing no drugs.
Prisoner Milsom, step back from the desk.
Annie, you have to step back from the desk.
I said I ain't...
Final warning, Milsom.
Step back, Annie, or I can't help you.
Yeah, okay, I know. Sorry, all right?
Now look, you're having bad dreams. Fine, I can help you with that, but you have to talk to someone. There must be a reason you're having these dreams. A counselor could help you, but you
need... No, man, you don't get it! These dreams, they're killing me! Everybody's out to get me! I'm gonna die!
That's enough, Annie. Now quiet down, or Officer Shea will have to restrain you, and you don't want that, do you?
No.
All right, then. Now... Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you some cocodamol for the headaches, but you must
no,
take the...
No, I don't want that. I don't want no cocodamol.
I told you before, Milsom. Step back from the desk.
All right. If that's all you've got for me, then I'm out of here. Useless bunch of freaks anyway. I'm ready to leave now.
Sorry to waste your time, Doc. I thought this time it was for real.
It's okay. Now, Annie, you think over what I've said. You hear me?
Yeah, I'll think over it, all right. On a cold day in hell...
If that's you back for more, you can just come back.
It's me, Dr. Gann. Rachel Fox. I've got Miss Plowright with me.
Oh. Oh. Okay. Come in. Huh. The warden told me you'd be visiting. I'm Martin Gant. I'm the physician here.
Eleanor Plowright. Eleanor.
Ah. You're here to talk about the dreams.
Yes. Yes, I am.
Thank you, Rachel. I'm sure you have work to do, so that'll be all for now.
All right. Bye, Miss Plowright.
Thanks, Rachel.
Sorry I was abrupt just now. Did they get you a coffee?
Oh, I'm fine, thanks. I'm trying to give it up.
Huh. Neville says you're doing an MA.
That's right. The study of dream-related sleep deprivation effects on confined subjects.
Interesting. Poor sleep can result in psychological dysfunction as well as poor physical health. You think these symptoms can be affected by lack of personal freedom?
I'd like to collect some data and test the theory, yes.
All right. Well, where do you want to start?
Well, I understand you had a suicide attempt here recently.
Yes, we did.
Can I see the file?
I'm afraid not. There are issues of patient confidentiality. I can tell you it wasn't pretty.
Dr. Gant.
Please, call me Martin.
Martin, I appreciate your professional concerns here, but the press has the story, the name. I'm not sure confidentiality is an issue anymore.
Hmm. You know the one thing you can't do inside? Keep a secret.
What else can you tell me?
Okay, look. One of the prisoners, Susan Dykstra, managed to get a shiv. That's a razor blade or a piece of broken glass taped or glued to a toothbrush or something like it. She either made it herself or traded favors for it.
Favors?
Well, cigarettes, pictures, maybe some friendly attention, who knows. Anyway, she got the shiv. Waited until lights out, slashed her wrists. There's more. Arterial blood is highly pressurized. The brain is starved of oxygen. Unconsciousness and death is generally rapid. But Dykstra still found time to scrawl a message on the floor in her own blood. No rest till Brooklyn.
I don't understand.
It's a lyric from a song by the Beastie Boys. Sleep deprivation can result in paranoia and delusions. In extreme cases, even suicidal tendencies. Susan Dykstra was telling us she couldn't sleep. She had nightmares, like everyone else in this facility.
Are you saying she had a touch of insomnia and tried to kill herself? Surely that's an extreme...
Ms. Plowright, look, I'm going to tell you something you may not know. No one who resides or works in this facility has slept more than 10 minutes every single night for the last 3 months. I've tried to warn the medical authorities, but no one is taking the issue seriously. Warden Neville's heart is in the right place, but all he cares about is books for the library. Books! He wants to educate the prisoners. Most of the inmates here are from families whose income is less than half the poverty level. Literacy is only 43%. We're running at 210% of recommended prisoner capacity. 95% of our inmates use drugs prior to their incarceration. The point is, no one cares. But I guarantee you, if we don't get help soon, this place is going to explode.
I understand. And I'm sorry. It sounds like a terrible situation.
Well, it's a potentially lethal situation.
And Susan Dykstra?
Well, she should have been remanded in care to a psychiatric unit. But they're as popular as we are. After Susan's wounds were treated, Warden Neville put her in isolation for a week to cool off, and she was released back into the general population 3 days ago.
I see. Look, do you have a washroom I can use for a moment?
Sure. You feeling okay?
Yes, I'm fine. It's just what you just said. Well, I'd just like to freshen up a bit.
No problem. Look, washroom's just through there. Take as long as you need.
Tim?
Yes, Eleanor?
I'm at the remand center. They've shown me around. Generally been pretty helpful. But something odd's going on. Apparently, no one has had a full night's sleep for several weeks. It's not natural.
Absolutely not. Do you see evidence of paranoia or other delusional tendencies?
Tim, I'm in a prison.
My apologies, Eleanor. Of course you are. I meant undue tendencies.
Everyone here seems to be obsessed with dreams. Bad dreams. And I'm getting a bad vibe.
Is it specific? Some kind of telepathic activity?
Not really, no. It's as if you were in a room full of people talking, but you could pick out someone muttering under the general noise. Something simple but pervasive and scary. Very scary. No, not scary. That's not quite what I mean. As if the person speaking was scared. Scared of something in the room. I can't help thinking that maybe someone here is about to break out. Has anyone with this type of background or psychology broken out before?
Not to my knowledge, but the evolution of tomorrow people is undoubtedly subject to mutation in the same way as any other species. Perhaps what we're seeing here is a self-correcting aberration.
I see what you mean. Tomorrow people can't kill. But what if a murderer were to break out?
I have no theoretic models for this, Eleanor. There's no evidence in my experience or the records of the galactic tree to suggest that it is even possible.
But if it is happening, well, whoever it is would need our help, wouldn't they?
Perhaps even more so than usual. Uncontrolled telepathic amplification and transmission of violent subconscious urges could be the source of the nightmares people in the prison are experiencing.
It's like a plague of dreams.
If there is a new tomorrow person about to break out here, then they're patient zero. I have to find them before someone else is hurt.
Would you like me to link you with John and Paul?
No, thanks, Tim. I can manage for now. I'll check in if I need any help from the boys.
Very well, Eleanor. Be careful.
What?
All right, you apes! Shut the hell up and get back in your cages! Lock them down! Lock them all down now!
What's happening?
I don't know. It sounds like some sort of riot. I'm gonna go and see what's going on.
Don't put yourself into unnecessary danger. Jaunt out of there if there's the slightest...
I can't do that without revealing that tomorrow people exist.
But if your life is in danger...
It's not just mine, Tim. Think about it. What if the new tomorrow person is watching? What if I jaunt away and the shock of seeing me disappear into thin air makes her break out? Anything could happen. Her life is as much in danger as mine.
Stand by, Eleanor. I'm going to jaunt John and Paul in with stun guns.
Tim, that won't do any good. Stun guns work on the sleep center of the brain. Some force here is affecting the inmates, keeping them awake. These women can't be stunned. And if John and Paul jaunted in, it could have the same effect as if I jaunted out. Look, Tim, we exist for a reason. What's the point of all our special powers if we can't help people when they need us?
A noble sentiment, Helen. But you must be careful. There are so few tomorrow people in the world. You must survive.
I agree.
Susan Geisler, she's trying to hang herself!
Light! Get her down! Get her down! It's an electric cable!
Someone give me a knife, now!
Got her legs!
Susan, for Christ's sake, keep still! There's no way to get out of her behavior.
No, they're all damn plastic!
The next person to move gets a present from the Kaiser. Somebody get her down.
It's electrical cable, Warden. There aren't any knives.
Crying out loud. Any other business before your library privileges are suspended forever? Nope. All right, then. Where's Dr. Gant?
I'll get him, sir.
No, Miss Lane. I need you here. Where's Rachel Fox?
Right here, Mr. Warden, sir.
Get Dr. Gant. Move it!
Yes, sir.
What the?
Right, you look! Spread out! Find weapons, scalpels, anything! Move!
Annie, you can't. There's an emergency.
Well, it looks like you've got an emergency of your own now, Doc. I said move it!
Annie, what you're doing is wrong.
Give me...
Doc, again!
Grab her! Who the hell are you?
Eleanor Plowright. I'm a civilian. Who are you?
I am the last pug ugly face you're ever gonna see. Here, take this one! I need a decent knife! Right, this'll do me just fine. Okay, Miss Britt. I need the duck because he knows where the drugs are.
But I don't need you.
Lucky me. Looks like I get to do you myself. Lights out, girlfriend!
Lucky me. Looks like I get to do you myself.
Lights out, girlfriend.
Back. So what's stopping you?
Yeah, Annie. What's stopping you? You lost your rock.
You can't touch me. You can't hurt me. I don't exist. You're hallucinating. You need to sleep.
I... Dr. Gant, the warden wants you in the East Level mezzanine, right? Eleanor? Annie, what's going on? Shut up, bitch! Get your ass in here now and close the door!
All right. I'm coming. You don't have to shout.
I said shut up!
Okay.
That's better. Jeez, I hate trustees. So, Rachel, I guess it's time to find out whose side you're really on. Somebody give her a knife.
I mean, here's my thing. You're a trustee.
A good girl. You know how much I hate good girls. So I am gonna stick this shiv in your belly and twist it real hard.
Annie, I don't want you to do that.
Unless you show me that you're a bad girl. Are you a bad girl, Rachel?
I don't...
Annie, don't do this. You know Rachel doesn't understand. Shut up, bitch!
So, are you a bad girl, Rachel? Are you gonna be a bad girl for me?
Hey, Rachel, here's your shiv. Just reach out and take it.
I can't. Ellen is my friend. She's writing a thesis. She's happy.
She's writing a what? A movie script? Come on, girl, speak up. I can't hear you.
I can't hurt Eleanor. No, I can't. You can't make me do that.
Then it's lights out, you worthless piece of human garbage.
Annie, we got company.
10-1, it's a news crew. Are you sure you want to commit murder on primetime TV?
Think carefully, Paul. Are you sure you spoke to someone just after the explosion? You were shocked, after all.
She was standing there, large as life. I couldn't see her at first, but then she came closer.
Can you describe her for us, please, Paul?
Okay. She was about 5'4", 5'5". Well built, but kind of cool. You know, like Faith from Buffy.
Buffy?
Yeah.
All right, what else? How old was she, could you tell?
Well, she seemed... I don't know. Her voice. She seemed very confident, aggressive. I'd guess maybe 25, 26. But she might have been younger. Yeah. She might have been quite a lot younger.
And what did she say to you?
She just said, you know, that was Paris. Do you think you'll miss it? Stuff like that.
Paul, you're holding something back. What aren't you telling us?
All right. She said that destroying Paris was the kind of thing I might come to enjoy myself in time. But to be honest, it kind of freaked me out. You don't think that could be true?
Not in the least, Paul. As a tomorrow person, you're physically and psychologically incapable of taking a life.
She seemed to manage all right. Does that mean she isn't a tomorrow person after all?
I don't know, but we're going to have to find out. Tim, how are you getting on with the sample analysis?
The final results will be available in a few moments. But so far, nothing out of the ordinary has shown up except the rare minerals.
You know, I've been wondering about those. Doesn't the Kirin Yaga gestalt on Mellicent 9 use those rare minerals in their dream sharing?
That's true, John. What are you implying?
Oh, yeah. Do you think the...
whatchamacallit, is starting an invasion.
I think that's highly unlikely. Their own world is underpopulated, they don't have interstellar capability, and they can't jaunt. Even their dream sharing has to be enhanced to be effective.
Yeah, but what if they were being used by someone else? Someone who does have interstellar capability and a grudge against Earth.
No, I'd like to look closer to home for the answer before we go jaunting off thousands of light years on a wild goose chase.
Oh, you know what? All this theory is doing my head in. What can we do to help?
Nothing.
Nothing? You're kidding me.
I'm afraid John is right, Paul. The presence of news crews and military observers precludes our direct involvement.
What about indirect involvement?
Look, Paul, we risk revealing our existence just by saving Cherie. We got away with that by the skin of our teeth. We need to play it cool for a while. Just watch things develop. Keep our fingers on the pulse.
Okay, fine. Well, I'll have a cappuccino since I'm clearly going to be sitting on my ass for the rest of forever.
Paul, the Tomorrow People exist to protect the Earth. Ready it for the species which will one day inhabit it.
So it's us for us, is it? We're better than the saps, so it doesn't matter if they all die out.
You're seeing things out of context. The saps won't die out. They'll just evolve naturally over time into Homo superior. And this crisis is certainly a moral issue, but not a human one.
Then again, we're not exactly human anymore, are we, John? You know what? I couldn't give a monkey's about your moral issues.
Wait a minute. Where do you think you're...
Come in.
Hey.
Paul, I was worried about you. Nobody knew where you were. Are you all right?
Yeah, Cherie, I'm fine.
Something around this place.
Oh, God. Look at you.
My chest. I have broken ribs on my left leg. They told me I have second-degree burns. The deep on skin grafts. You see, there'll be scars.
From a later time.
Paul.
From the 1990s.
They said I died. They said someone opened my chest and massaged my heart.
Yeah, I heard about that. My father's room, when he was the keeper. So, can you manage a hug?
I don't think so. But thank you. Come and sit down. You turn the TV off for me. I asked them to leave it on, but it is just rubbish.
Yeah, okay. I see they got you some flowers.
Why don't you tell me what's on your mind, Paul?
I want to help.
I want to go back and... Oh, I don't know. I can't do nothing. I can't just sit around and do nothing.
Paul, not so loud. You'll disturb the other patient.
I'm sorry. It's just
Look,
so...
Paul, stop feeling sorry for yourself. I was unlucky, that's all. But you shouldn't blame yourself. I could have died.
I know. Maybe I could save others. If only
what
I could...
What happened there, Paul? Do you know? How many people were hurt? How is it that I am in an English hospital?
There's nothing. Nothing left. Just a big crater. The city's all smashed up.
Was it terrorists? A nuclear bomb?
I don't know. No. Nobody really knows what happened.
There's something you're not telling me. Have they told you something about
no,
me?
No, it's not that, Cherie. You're going to be fine. It's just me. I feel... Oh, God, I don't know. All I know... is one minute I was having a great time with a fantastic woman, and the next, someone had bombed the city back to the Stone Age. I don't get it, Cherie. Is everyone on this miserable planet going mad, or what? Cherie?
Right.
Cherie, wake up!
We've got a code blue. Lenny,
Cherie!
Crash cut to ICU 1 stat. And Paige, right. You're it. This girl's had a stroke.
All right, prep her
up. Might have been a blood clot left over from the accident. Excuse right me! Away.
Cherie...
As yet, no demands have been made, though authorities have already restated their policy of absolute non-compliance with foreign or domestic terrorism.
Eleanor!
WKZAKZ, the lazy, hazy, crazy sound of FM radio.
There's nothing lazy or hazy about where I am right now. I'm a crazy hot sniper shot above the roof of the Florence Nightingale Juvenile Remand Center in East New York, where inmates have staged a riot and taken several members of the staff, including the warden, hostage. So far, there's not much to see. Between y'all and me, this is one loving vet who's heard rumors of friendly fire and casualties. So me and Lucy Zoom are gonna take a peek in through a window. Because as y'all know, the truth will out. This is the Love Hound on KZAKZ, putting life and all three remaining limbs on the line for the 2,000th time since NAR. And just in case we don't make it out of the jungle, God bless America. We love y'all.
Someone gives a damn.
Here's a newsflash, honey. Nobody else here does.
Don't forget, can't you tell them?
Eleanor's right. The equipment here can be...
Hey, nobody makes a move without my say-so.
Gee, sorry, Annie. I only tapped him.
Just tie him up. Stick him over there with Rachel and go lose some drugs or something, will ya?
Good idea.
Look, what is it you want? They're not gonna let you go.
What do I want? I'll tell you what I want. I want to stay awake. I want to ditch the dreams. That's what I want.
Well, drugs won't help you. Listen to me. I'm here to help. I'm trying to understand what's going on here.
What's going on here is that you're screwed, sister.
Listen to me. It's no good trying to stab me with that scalpel. You can't touch me with it. Don't you see? Something inside you knows it's a bad thing to do. Your subconscious is preventing you from getting yourself in deeper than you're in already. Annie, you're a smart girl. They're not going to let you go. You don't even have an objective.
Objective?
That's it, Annie. Just think it through.
I don't have...
That's it. That's it. Just put down the knife.
Have an objective.
Listen to me, Annie. I know you weren't put away for murder, but if you kill me, you know the law. The U.S. still administers the death penalty to minors for murder. And that's what it'll be if you kill me. First degree murder.
You know, you're right. I didn't know what I wanted. Now I do. I want to stop dreaming. I can't stand the dreams, you hear me? They're killing me, killing us all. All I wanted was my kid back. They took away my kid. Said I was a bad mother. It's not my fault the apartment caught fire. It's not my fault Joe left us. We weren't even hurt. But I couldn't get a job, see? No job, no security. No security, no stable home life. No stable home life, no kid. The bastards took my kid away to be put up for adoption. I didn't have any choice. All those guys I did just for money. A steady income, a stable bank account, just to get my kid back. It's not my fault I did drugs. You would have too if you'd been me. I just wanted to get through it. I just wanted to get enough money to get my kid back.
What's her name?
His name. He's a boy, Dean. Deanie Milsom. I don't know what his surname is now. I don't know where he is now. I don't know who he calls mommy now. All I know is I want him back, and it hurts so bad that I could scream.
How old is Deanie, Annie?
He's 3 this month. Why are you asking all these questions?
Because I want to help.
How can you help? You're a Brit. No one gives a damn, you know. Even my advocate said the best thing I could do for Deanie was give him up. Everyone had Deanie's interests at heart. That's what they said. But what about my interests? I love him and I miss him. And now the dreams. Every night in my dreams, I see his face. Accusing me, torturing me. I can't run. I can't score. I can't escape the dreams. I can't stand it anymore. I can't stand it.
I have bad dreams too, Annie.
Shut up, bitch. Who said you could speak?
Sorry.
Right, here's what we're gonna do. Martine, you watch the window. Kelly, you watch the door. The doc here is gonna give us the key to the drugs lockup. Or I am gonna stick a shiv in his buddy here and wriggle it around a bit.
Annie, wait! Please, just wait a minute. I'll tell you the truth. There's something going on here you don't understand. The dreams that have you all so frightened, they're symptomatic of a special kind of illness. I can cure them. But it's vital that you listen to me.
Shut up. Shut up!
No, Annie, I won't shut up. I'm going to tell you the truth. Something is happening here in this room. Something wonderful. A new life is being born. A new kind of person. We call them tomorrow people. They
special powers. Telekinesis, telepathy. That's what the dreams are. Telepathy, Annie. There's nothing wrong with you. I've seen this happen before, and I know how to help. I can stop the dreams. I can help you get Deanie back. You just have to trust me. I'm a tomorrow person. Like you.
No, I can't hear this. You're mad. You're all mad. You want me to lose Deanie forever. I'm going to kill you. I'll kill you now.
Eleanor, get down.
Paul, get out. The stun guns won't work. They've got knives.
Eleanor, drop out. Now.
I can't leave Annie. She's going to break out.
Eleanor, you're wrong. It's not her.
What?
It's her.
I don't understand. Rachel.
She was the woman I saw. She was the woman who destroyed Paris. She's a tomorrow person, Eleanor. And she's got the power to kill us all.
Medevac could be real useful, though.
Okay, hang on, I'm coming.
Paul, where are you? Are you okay?
I'm fine, Eleanor. I'm in the yard. The chopper came down hard on some outbuildings. I'm trying to reach the pilot.
No. I don't want to. Not that. No. Very bad game.
What the hell happened anyway?
I think there's been a psychokinetic burst. There's an incipient tomorrow person here. But you were right. It's not Annie. It's Rachel.
Yeah, I told you. That's the woman who blew up Paris.
But that's impossible, Paul. Rachel clearly hasn't broken out yet.
Tell that to the people in the helicopter she brought down.
That's beside the point. Look, it's obvious she's got no control over her powers. And something in her background is making the experience terrifying to her. She's in denial. Hence the dreams.
So what you're saying is that the dreams everyone's been having here are just a byproduct
of Rachel's fear of breaking out, yes.
But in that case, she'll be all right now she's unconscious, won't she?
Oh, the subconscious is strongest when we're asleep. That's why everyone here was desperately trying to stay awake. They were all responding to Rachel's telepathically amplified fear of her own dreams.
But why haven't we been affected?
I'm not sure. Maybe we have been. Maybe the effect is cumulative and most apparent in people that haven't slept for several days.
Okay, but if you're right, what can we do about it? I mean, this girl's dangerous. If you ask me, we should think seriously about a permanent solution.
What do you mean?
What do you think I mean?
Paul, you know we can't do that. And I would
wouldn't do it even if I could.
Yeah, well, you don't have a girlfriend in a coma with brain clots because of her, do you?
Paul, we can't kill her. You know we can't. We have to help her, not take revenge.
And just how are you going to do that, Eleanor?
There might be a way. It's dangerous, though. I'll need help. An anchor.
Are you talking about dream sharing? Eleanor, Rachel is several shades of a raving nutter. And so's everyone else here by the look of it. You put yourself into a dream and you might not come out.
That's why I need you. If I get into trouble, you can pull me clear.
You want me to help save a woman who's killed more than 2 million people? Eleanor, I can't believe you're even asking me.
I'm asking you because there is no one else.
Well, John or Tim could help.
Have you tried contacting them in the last few minutes?
No.
I have. No luck. It's as if we're cut off. Our power's restricted to short range only. Rachel's subconscious has put up a barrier to keep us in. Paul, you have to help.
All right. All right, I know. I just don't like being told what to do, that's all.
One more death won't make 2 million go away, you know.
Yeah, I know. Look, I'll be there in a minute, okay? Can you hear me in there?
Yes, son, I hear you.
Here, take my hat.
Oh, that air smells good. How's the heart?
Well, there was someone else in the helicopter.
Lucy Zoom, love of my life. I ain't gonna make it without her. Might as well be upfront about it.
The cockpit's completely destroyed. The helicopter's on fire.
I know. It's a miracle she ain't blown yet. But I can't leave without Lucy.
What do you think? Don't be a fool.
Paul?
There's someone else in the helicopter. The pilot's gone back in after her.
I think Rachel's waking up. I have to do this while she's unconscious.
Okay, I'm coming. Hey, we've got to go. This thing's going to blow any second.
It's Lucy. I got her. She's okay. I'm
coming. Hey, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Where's your friend?
Lucy didn't make it.
Lucy's up. You risked both of our lives for a camera?
Son, in this life, you have to prioritize.
Only in America. Eleanor, I'm on my way in now. Eleanor? Eleanor! Right, forget the bloody camera. It's your turn to help me.
Sure, buddy. What's cooking?
My friend Eleanor's in the main building in the infirmary with a bunch of sick prisoners. I think she may have done something incredibly stupid.
Hell of a party you people got here, son. Pleasure to crash it.
Eleanor, what the hell is... Oh, no.
Yeah, she don't look in a good way, son. Are you sure she ain't on something?
Eleanor! Eleanor, can you hear me? Eleanor, wake up.
What did I... What are you... It's a bad game. Ruthie told me. It's a bad game. Ruthie says.
Eleanor! Eleanor!
Stop! Paul?
Are you awake now?
I think so.
Talk about the skin of your teeth. What was it John said about dream sharing? Without a psychic anchor, you'd be lost forever in someone else's nightmare.
Need a hand?
Thanks. Do I know you?
Call me the Love Hound. Best indie sniffer on the circuit. That there burning wreckage outside's my chopper. Lucy Zoom
didn't make it.
Yeah, but I'm coming to terms with that.
Eleanor, what did you find out about Rachel?
That's odd.
What?
I can't remember. Everything seems unreal. I mean, I know I'm awake now, but it feels like I'm still... Paul, you're going to have to help me.
Great. All right. What? What do you want me to do?
Just look at me. Concentrate on my face. Open your mind. That's it. You're hurting her. Get off her.
I said no biting.
Ow! Ow! Come here, baby. It's okay. It's just a game grown-ups play from time to time, okay?
It's a bad game. Ruthie told me. Bad game.
Just pretend, honey. Just a game of pretend.
Bad game. Ruth says.
I'm older. Rachel is. She's stupid. She can't be trusted to use a knife.
But I can.
This is a bad game. A very bad game.
God!
No!
Oh,
God, no, I...
It's okay, Paul. Calm down. It's someone else's dream. You're just feeling someone else's feelings.
Calm down? What are you talking about? I can't. They're animals. They're just...
Paul, calm down.
Okay. It's okay. I've got it. I'm okay.
There you go. Take a moment. That's it. I'm sorry, Paul. I didn't think. I mean... I thought you'd be all right.
Yeah, well, look, I've got a lot on my mind, all right? It was just... It was horrible. Rachel, she was just a little kid. Terrified of everything. Freaking out like a baby that can't be born properly. Oh, stuck inside. Stuck inside her own body. Screaming in fear. We've got to help her.
But how? If we try to force the new psyche to emerge, the shock could kill Rachel.
And if we don't do anything, she's on a one-way ticket to Cloud Cuckoo Land, and everyone else here with her.
All right. Let's calm down and think for a moment. We need to get John and Tim in on this one.
We can't reach them telepathically. Rachel's barrier, remember?
I suppose if we went far enough away. Oh, I'm loath to leave them all like this. Perhaps if one of us stayed.
You need to make a call?
Oh, a mobile phone. I could kiss you.
Here at Sky News, we have the latest on the crisis around Paris.
I'm looking at a crater more than 2 miles wide and several hundred meters deep. Flood water from the Seine has filled the crater, causing huge plumes of steam as it hits the molten rock. Count on 2 reports, but a conservative estimate of 2 million dead in the city and nearly double that injured in the surrounding suburbs. Humanitarian aid is being helicoptered into aid camps by the Red Cross and UN peacekeeping organizations. Engineers are struggling to repair water and power lines, but the latest estimates suggest full service will not be restored in the surrounding areas for several weeks. Casualties are expected to continue rising. The cost of the crisis, the war on Iraq, even the detonation of a nuclear device by members of the Kashmiri separatist movement seem to pale by comparison to what is now being described as the greatest humanitarian crisis to develop since World War II. This is Nina Barry for Sky News on the ground at Île-de-France. Now back to you, Ed, in the studio.
Oh, Tim, I feel so helpless. We're supposed to protect the Earth and the saps, and now here we are in the middle of the biggest disaster since Noah's flood, and what can I do about it? Nothing. I'm starting to think that Paul was right. What's the point of having special powers if you can't use them to benefit anyone?
John, there aren't enough of us to help effectively, even if we could without revealing our presence to the public. Much as it pains me to admit it, all we can do is monitor the crisis and try to uncover the cause.
Yes, well, we're not exactly making progress on that front either, are we? Apart from the mineral analysis, we've got nowhere. And that woman Paul saw, what if we can't find her? The Oort cloud object which destroyed Paris was probably no bigger than a tennis ball. What if she moves something bigger next time?
There may not be a next time, John. The woman may not even be connected to the disaster.
Yes, I know, Tim, I know. But something... None of this seems quite right.
John, I'm receiving a message. From Eleanor. By amplified microwave, the signal's very weak. She must be using a mobile telephone. The battery's probably needed charging. Wait while I boost the signal.
Well, come on, Tim. Spit it out. What you got to say?
Eleanor and Paul are in trouble. The good news is they may have found the person responsible for destroying Paris.
Right. So what's the bad news? This is the life. Tim?
Yes, John.
The mission was a success.
And I'm very pleased you managed to acquire a Black Hawk helicopter, John. But I still think it would have been better to ask.
Well, going through the proper channels would have taken too long. Besides, it's more fun this way.
Having fun isn't the point, John.
Oh, Tim, lighten up.
John?
Have you heard from Eleanor Hall?
Yes, John. I have Eleanor on the line now. Her battery's just about to fail. I'll patch her through.
Eleanor, can you hear me?
Yes, John. Where are you?
In a Black Hawk helicopter gunship, heading your way at 900 miles an hour.
What's the toy? supplies?
Yes, well, I've brought some equipment with me from the lab which should help stabilize the situation. All things being equal, I should be with you in about 3 or 4 hours. Say again, Eleanor. You're breaking up.
I said things are getting worse here. Couldn't you pick something faster? A stealth fighter, maybe?
I must admit, they did have some very shiny F-14A Tomcats there. Trouble is, there's a world of difference between a glider and a F-14A Tomcat. Don't worry, Eleanor. I'll be with you ASAP.
Batteries have gone.
Oh, shucks. I'm sure that was a full charge. I'm sure I charged.
Night, night. How long did John say he was going to be?
A few hours. He's flying in.
What are we supposed to do in the meantime?
Well, there's a burning helicopter out in the yard, which no one seems to have noticed. Unless we want the centre to burn down, we should probably deal with that.
Yeah, okay, I guess we could find hoses. But, you know, what's up with the fire services? Surely they should have been here by now.
You could say the same thing about the other prison staff. Where are they? Is everyone here asleep?
I'll go and find out. Can you deal with the fire?
I'll use telekinesis to make a bubble around the crash site, impervious to oxygen molecules. The fire will use up all the air in the bubble and burn itself out.
Chemistry 101. Okay, I'm off. See you in a bit.
It's been over an hour. Have you heard anything new from Eleanor?
I'm afraid not. To be honest, I'm more than a little worried.
Yes, me too. Hang on to it. I have what looks like a proximity warning.
I know. There are two F-16 long-range fighter aircraft closing fast on your position.
Have they seen me yet?
They've executed a standard search pattern. You're not registering on their radar, but they'll be within range in about 8 minutes. Do you want me to jaunt you out?
No. It's crucial I get to New York as soon as possible. There's a storm front brewing ahead. I'll see if I can lose them in that.
Careful.
Hello? Anyone there? Anyone awake?
Guess not. Hello? What's this? Warden Neville. Private. Eleanor?
Is that you, Paul? I can only just hear you.
How's the fire?
It's out. What about the center staff?
They're out too. Every last one. I found the warden's office, though. I'm going to take a look around, try to find Rachel's records. Maybe something in there will give us a clue as to what's going on in her head.
Good idea. Call me if you need me.
Okay. This filing cabinet's locked. Must be important, then. What's this? Confidential. Prison records. Here we go. Rachel Fox. Grade 3. Let's see what's inside. God, this explains everything. Eleanor?
Paul? Is that you? Rachel is being creepy. I can't hear you.
Eleanor? Damn! Eleanor! Eleanor!
I'm not sure how long I can stay in the storm. The wind shear is awful. Can you tell me where the F-16s are now?
I've been tracking them by satellite, but they've entered the storm front. The electrical activity is making a satellite lock impossible.
Yeah, I was hoping to... God.
Tom? Can you hear me? Are you all right? What's happening?
I can tell you where those F-16s are now, Tim. They're right outside. They've got a missile lock on me. Attempting evasive action.
Rachel, poor kid, she's suffering from
multiple personality disorder. Yes, I know. Oh. Hello, Paul. How nice to see you again. I enjoyed our little trip to Paris tremendously. Sorry about your friend Eleanor here, but her bleeding heart philosophy was getting tiresome. Would you like her bleeding heart? A little present just from me to you?
Eleanor! Oh, my God, what have you done? Eleanor!
Multiple personality disorder. Yes, I know. Oh. Hello, Paul. How nice to see you again. I enjoyed our little trip to Paris tremendously. Sorry about your friend Eleanor here, but her bleeding heart philosophy was getting tiresome. Would you like her bleeding heart? A little present just from me to you?
Eleanor! Oh, my God, what have you done? Eleanor!
What, hurt me, kill me?
Yes.
I don't think so. Evolution won't let you.
Look, if you've done anything
anyway,
to her,
I haven't killed her. I haven't even hurt her. I haven't killed or hurt anyone.
Well, what
here.
Have you done then?
She just fell asleep. I think putting out the fire was a little too much for her.
That was
her,
so ridiculous.
Poor kid. She should have asked me to help.
Well, if it wasn't you, who did it then?
Oh, that. Oh, that's all down to my dear sister, Deborah.
What? You mean Rachel?
I mean Deborah. She is strong where Rachel is weak. Vicious where Rachel is compassionate. Where Deborah leads, Rachel follows. And I must be...
Well, you mean there's three of you in there?
Yeah.
You, Rachel, and this Deborah? How do I know you're telling me the truth?
Oh, well, since you asked...
Helicopter.
Actually, it was a different helicopter, and I didn't blow it up. I saved it. And your friend, John, is that his name? Yes, John. And a couple of what I imagine are very confused U.S. jet aircraft pilots.
John, is that you in there? Can you hear me?
Yes, Paul, it's me. Now, before I go quite mad, would someone please explain what just happened? Okay, that's the telepathic dampener set up and calibrated. Switch on, will you, Paul?
Sure. Let's hope they do some good.
That's better. I'm reading much more stable algorithms now. The prisoners are relaxing into a more natural sleep.
Eleanor! John, Eleanor's waking up.
Good.
Oh,
thanks. Oh, must have blanked out there for a while. John! You made it, then?
Yes. Ruth jaunted me here. Chopper, F-16s and all. Couldn't have been better timed. Now, hopefully the equipment I brought can contain the symptoms of your plague of dreams long enough to cure the cause.
I'm the cause. I mean, we're the cause. Me and my sisters.
Yes, Ruth, let's go over that again.
My sister Rachel is weak. She was abused by our father as a child.
What? That's not what we saw.
He had ultimate power over her. There was no way for Rachel to protect herself. The things he did. Anyway, she couldn't protect herself, but Rachel had a sister.
Deborah could protect her. She stood up to their father when Rachel couldn't and injured him badly. He died later in hospital. Rachel's mother was arrested for complicity but killed herself before coming to trial.
Awful.
And what happened then?
Rachel and her sisters were taken into care, but they never really healed. Rachel became obsessed with politics, joined a pressure group, fell into bad company. Deborah, well, she just waited for her chance to strike back at the world that had hurt her sister so much.
And what about you, Ruth? What did you do?
I watched. I learned. I'm much smarter than Rachel or Deborah. They're Jekyll and Hyde. I'm the potion. I empower both of them.
So what you're saying is when Rachel became a tomorrow person and began to break out...
She was terrified. Everyone has dreams of flying. Rachel had dreams of moving things by the power of her mind. Instantaneous travel to other worlds, talking without speaking.
She was frightened of the power.
Her father had power over her, and he'd done those awful things to her. Now she was about to receive a power that would make her father look like a child throwing a tantrum.
She was terrified. She ran from the knowledge, from herself. But you can't run from who you are. Her dreams haunted her, nearly destroyed her.
Yeah, and everyone around her.
And as evolutionary processes worked within her, so the dreams became amplified, infectious. Then came the voices. Other people's voices. She could hear what people were thinking. She knew what they thought of her, themselves, every last intimate secret of their beings. It was as if the world had turned to glass. Everything was visible. Everything was terrifying.
She was beginning to break out.
Once more, she was in the grip of an overwhelming force trying to control her. Rachel couldn't bear it. She fled. And her sister took charge again. Deborah panicked, throwing things without touching them. She smashed everything in her cell. She left a room without opening the door. She traveled without moving through this new world of glass.
And you?
I followed. I watched. I learned. When Deborah tried to destroy the Remand Center, I seized the moment and stopped her. That was my mistake. After that, she knew I existed. She had found her long-lost sister and knew we were enemies.
You know, I'm not really sure I get all this. Exactly what
Hang
she...
Hang on. Let Ruth finish.
It's beginning to make sense. If Rachel broke out, then I suppose any of her alternative personalities could have access to her special powers.
And they wouldn't necessarily be bound by the same evolutionary precedents as we are.
Are you saying Deborah could kill?
She certainly wanted to kill this body. While the warden and his guards thought Rachel was sleeping peacefully in her bed, Deborah and I chased each other halfway around the world.
And then you reached Paris.
And then we reached Paris.
The tomorrow person can't commit suicide.
How quaint. You think my sister was trying to do herself in from remorse? She wasn't trying to kill herself. She was trying to kill me. I'm the one who's broken out. I'm the one with special powers. My sisters are both frightened of me. You're frightened of me, too. Go on, John. I know you're just itching to draw your stun gun and...
Paul, you're right. She's lying. Grab her.
I can't move.
The stun gun beam just stopped in midair.
Even charged particles have mass. Anything with mass can be affected by telekinesis.
Paul, can you reach the telepathic field dampeners? Turn up the power.
Don't bother. I'm a lot stronger than you and a lot brighter, too. Law of the jungle, you see. Survival of the fittest. Are you beginning to understand? Well, it's right that you should be afraid. I'm so much more intelligent than you, so much more in control. I have more potential than you and all my sisters put together. Now, I'm sorry I couldn't save Paris, but then again, it was offensively pretentious. There are plenty more interesting places to go. And you know what? It's been cool and everything, but I got a book. Ciao.
She's mad.
I'm afraid so. Whether the breakout caused it or she was like that to start with isn't important. What is important is how are we going to get her back?
And the headlines tonight. U.S. Senate denies New York hit by sleeping sickness. The National Defense Council admits the world is on the brink of a third world war.
You know, one thing I'm not clear about is why I didn't detect Rachel's thoughts if she was a tomorrow person, if she'd already broken out.
It's possible Ruth was the dominant personality and just pretending to be Rachel. We know she's more powerful than any of us. Maybe she can shield her thoughts from us, too.
Well, what I don't get is why she saved you.
You know what? I think it was all a game. Ruth might seem like a more mature personality than Rachel, but they...
And Deborah.
And Deborah, if she exists... They all live in the same 19-year-old body, don't they?
For that matter, all three personalities are extant in the same physical brain. What I don't understand is how one personality can be affected by limitations and the other not.
Has anyone ever actually researched the prime barrier? I mean, is it just a matter of morality, or did breaking out change our brain chemistry? Come on, John, you must know the answer, surely.
Yeah, there are some questions it's better not to ask.
Huh. Call that an answer?
Whatever the answer is, Ruth is different from us somehow.
Yes. She has all of our powers and none of our limits. Who knows what kind of damage Ruth could do if she were to become fully dominant in Rachel's body, with the special powers of a tomorrow person at her disposal. The destruction of an entire city could be just an incidental byproduct. She's already managed to move an Oort cloud object halfway across the solar system. That was only a few ounces, an object the size of a tennis ball. Suppose she managed to nudge a mountain range or alter the moon's orbit, even just a degree or two. Without proper control, Ruth could easily wipe out all life on Earth.
So where is she?
How do we find her?
And what do we do with her?
First things first. We might not be able to track Ruth telepathically, but that won't stop us doing it the old-fashioned way. Every human body has a unique heat signature. I recorded Ruth's while I was setting up the equipment in New York. Tim, how are you progressing with the search?
The satellite's a quarter in the last grid now. I can tell you she's not anywhere in the United States or Europe.
Thanks, Tim. Let me know when you get a result.
Yes, John.
That just leaves us with... what do we do about her?
I have a suggestion about that, Eleanor. Classic psychology case studies suggest ego shifts in multiple personality disorder patients can be triggered by emotionally traumatic events.
You mean we can control which personality is dominant? Ruth or Rachel?
Yes, that's exactly what Tim means, Paul.
But how do we find the trigger?
It won't be easy. We'll have to go back into Rachel's dreams, or at least your memories of her dreams. There must be a trigger symbol there somewhere. We can find it and use it to bring Rachel back from whatever psychological bolt hole she's hiding in. Now, we all know what to do. Eleanor, are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Paul?
No.
Let's link.
Sorry. I told you before, Franklin, this is a very bad game.
What? Frank!
I was in the kitchen making a sandwich. Honey and peanut butter, that's the dish. Wholemeal bread, because wholemeal bread is best. I can make sandwiches because I'm old enough.
Oh, God.
Rachel isn't. She's stupid. She can't be trusted to use a knife. This is a bad game. A very bad game.
Oh, God, no!
John, Eleanor, Paul, you're awake now. You're back in the lab. Breathe deeply. I've made some glucose drinks for you.
Thanks, Tim.
Ugh, gross.
Well, what do we think?
Well, I know what I think. Ruth is mad.
Let's say psychotic, in the true sense of the word. She lives in a perfectly consistent fantasy world which is as absolutely real to her as this world is to us. In that world, her father abused her and her mother stood by and watched.
Yeah, except that's all rubbish. Ruth saw her parents having sex and freaked out. She could have been holding a Cindy doll. It just happened to be a bread knife. So, her father died and her mother committed suicide from grief when her child was taken into care. Later, Ruth told everyone that they were abusing her and no one could prove otherwise. And now Ruth has the powers of a tomorrow person because Rachel broke out.
And sad as the story is, that's the important thing now. Ruth is a real threat to the future of Saps and tomorrow people alike. She has to be stopped.
How, though? She's more powerful than we are, even when we're linked. And she can kill. And there's another thing. You're thinking of Ruth as Ruth, but she's Rachel as well. Two personalities in the same body.
Strictly speaking, both Ruth and Rachel are merely aspects of the same personality. In one sense, they are both guilty.
Or innocent. My point is, however you define it, one aspect chose to commit a crime, while the other is completely innocent of that crime. If anything, a victim of I don't know, psychological abuse at the very least. Anyway, what I mean is, if Ruth dies, so will Rachel.
In that case, we'll just have to make sure Ruth doesn't die, won't we?
I found her, John. Ruth is currently located on the roof park of the Millennium Tower in Tokyo.
What's she doing there?
There's only one way to find out. Tim, how close to Tokyo can you jaunt a fully loaded Black Hawk helicopter?
Those things aren't for us. That's what they used to say. Maybe we'd have Mars if we were lucky. And what's for us then, Mom? Dad's booze? Dad's bitchin'?
Wishing for the moon won't get you anything, Em.
That's what he used to say.
Live in the real world, Em,
he used to say. And then he'd get drunk and tell us he loved us. I know, Rachel. I know you're scared. Not for long, though. I know some people who can help us. They'll be our friends, and we won't be scared anymore. You just have to trust me a little while longer, that's all. Here they are now, Rachel. Our friends, the tomorrow people. We know all about them. They have a shiny new home. But they still aren't as strong as us. Bleeding hearts, everyone sick and sweet with too much candy. But they can still help us. Oh, yes, they can. You hang on, Rachel. Don't cry yet, baby. Don't cry yet. It won't be long now, I promise. There is.
I come here to say thank you for saving my life in New York. I never had a chance to say it then. Thank you, Ruth. I'd be dead now if it weren't for you.
Rachel wanted the moon. It's all she ever wished for. Mom said we could have it, but you got it instead. And we got that. Okay, you don't have to cry.
Ruth, I want to tell you something. The way you used to tell Rachel bedtime stories to stop her being scared at night.
Rachel's scared now.
I know. But I bet Rachel doesn't know about the Kirin Yaga Gestalt on Millicent 9. That It's more than 200 million light years from Earth. They have three suns, two big and one small. The small one is blue.
Do they have a moon?
You know what else they have there, Ruth? Dreams. Everyone on that world can share their dreams. They're like you and me, and Eleanor and Paul. But they're not as good at it as we are, and no one is good at you. They have to use a special sort of mineral element to help them dream. It enhances their natural abilities. Some of that element is in the rock you put underneath the palace. We think it's affected you. That's why the dreams are so strong. Why they're affecting so many people. Do you understand?
You know, I find it ironic and slightly amusing that you refer to the humans on this world as saps. Joel, she's playing with us again. It's you that are the saps. You'll believe anything, won't you? A few well-chosen phrases that play on misconceptions, and you've done like a kid. I call it the Hollywood effect. You'll never see the real me, John. I'm too smart and too quick. All you see is the shadows. By the time you've glimpsed the hidden depths, you're already stuck on the beach.
Well, what should we do then, Ruth? We're in charge.
Well, I suppose I could do anything I want. But realistically speaking, what would I want with something small as this world? As you so kindly pointed out, there's a whole universe out there that's fun. So, I suppose there might be enough for you one day. Just one of you might be clever enough to stop me having fun. So, I suppose I'm going to have to kill you all now. Think of it as evolution, in effect. We all fill a Darwinian niche, don't we, Ellen? Until now, we've had no competition. But now there's me. I'm smarter, stronger, and I can kill. Not that I need to. Evolution has deselected me for survival and selected me to be the mother of a new species, Homo Superior B. Tomorrow, people who can't survive, who can kill.
We can help you, Ruth.
Anything you do to let me live will simply result in a new species that will knock Homo Superior A off the evolutionary ladder in the same way Homo Erectus eradicated Homo Habilis. Don't be sad, John. It's a classic catch-22. You can't kill me, and you can't let me live without destroying yourself.
I'm sitting at the controls of a Black Hawk gunship equipped with 16 Tiger air-to-air missiles and every scrap of it aimed at that crazy bitch who put the woman I love into a coma. Let's see how ironic that feels, shall we?
Paul, no!
Paul, listen to me. You can't kill Ruth. If you try, you'll suffer brain damage. It's the prime barrier. You'll crash the helicopter and innocent people will die.
You know what? Innocent people have already died, so I'll take that chance even if you won't.
It's been lovely playing with you, Paul. Why don't you take your best shot now?
Paul, you idiot! Don't! I warned him, the idiot. If he crashes the full armament aboard, he'll bring down the tower and thousands of people will die. I'll talk to Borgenstein. Eleanor, you try to trigger our mission now.
Oh, I'm not sure I'm...
Just do it, Eleanor!
Listen to me, Ruth. There's something you wanted to show me. An emotional trigger symbol from my childhood. Something that will put Rachel back in charge. Fire away, then.
I don't... That image should have...
I've read up on multiple personality disorders, Ellen, and let me explain. Any trigger symbol designed to banish me is morally equivalent to murder. Emotions derived from moral decisions produce chemical changes in the brain. These changes trigger a shutdown mode in Homo Superior A. It's what your friend John was so reluctant to tell you. Yeah, you really have no idea how powerful I am, do you? Here, let me show you. Cloud object I'm holding in the sky above the city. It is a little bigger than a tennis ball, wouldn't you say? I guess it's around half a mile wide. A million tons of rock and ice. What do you suppose would happen if I let it fall?
Oh, don't! The people! Rachel wouldn't want you.
killing little Rachel. You're right. But Rachel's useless. You don't need her. I can help you be free of her. It's true. There's a way. Using a special kind of telepathy, we can take Rachel out of you. Let her live in another body. One without a mind. Paul's girlfriend, Cherie, is in a coma. Bruce, she's brain dead, but her body is alive. Rachel could have that body, and you'd be free of her forever.
Well, that's not a bad ploy for a girl facing her own death, I have to say. But Rachel is the source of my special powers. She's revealed to me. Besides, she's my sister, and I love her.
Bruce, please! Please don't! Bruce, your parents didn't hurt you. They loved you very much.
That's right. That's just what he said. Frank said he would never hurt us. He loved us, that we couldn't stop him. No, he had the power then, but I have it now. The meek don't inherit the earth, Elena.
Elena, listen to me carefully. You've been asleep, but you're awake now. I've prepared a glucose drink for you.
Thanks, Tim.
Oh, yeah. Thanks a lot, Tim.
All three of you have been asleep, dream-sharing with Ruth, attempting to find a trigger symbol to allow Rachel's personality to assume dominance.
You mean the Remand Center, Tokyo? None of that was real?
What about Paris?
Paris and Tokyo are intact.
What about Cherie? Is she...
Cherie never existed, Paul.
What?
The events in the Remand Center were real. Well, to be precise, they were nearly real. A variation on what actually happened. You're not taking an MA for a start, Elena.
No. No, of course I'm not. And since when did John get a kick out of flying helicopters?
Tim, what did actually happen? I've got the worst migraine ever, and I feel like I haven't eaten for a week.
You haven't, John. You've been dream-sharing for 8 days, exploring Ruth Fox's inner psychic landscape.
This is her, on the bed?
Yes, Paul. Her fear is manifesting itself as dreams. Telepathically amplified, these dreams have become infectious, spreading a kind of sleeping sickness through the world. Rachel herself has been dormant since her sister ego Ruth took over their body as she was breaking out. Unlike Rachel, who is meek and gentle, Ruth is psychotic, amoral, and cruel. In order to justify murdering her stepfather as a child, Ruth has created a fantasy world in which he abused her as a child. Now she wants to exact revenge using Rachel's special powers. Either that or kill herself. For the last 8 days, you have all been trying to find an emotional trigger symbol to allow Rachel to become dominant personality again. So stopping the plague of dreams and preventing Ruth from carrying out the kind of wholesale destruction of which she is clearly capable.
How many people are affected?
More than 4 billion people are asleep across the globe and suffering terrible nightmares. Social and political structures are failing. Oil tankers and aeroplanes have crashed with commensurate ecological damage and loss of life. I'm not exaggerating when I say the situation is critical.
So the question is, did we find a trigger symbol?
All I remember is the fear. That orc cloud object falling on Tokyo.
All I remember is being mad at all of you. And Paris. And Cherie, in a coma, maybe dying.
God, it was so real.
The issues remain very real, Paul. Ruth is in control, and she is psychotic and immoral. She has access to Rachel's powers whenever she wants, but is not affected by the limitations that evolution has imposed on other tomorrow people such as yourselves. She is immensely powerful.
So, we can't kill her?
We can't let her live without destroying ourselves.
Ruth was right. It is a classic Catch-22.
The question remains. Did you find an emotional trigger to allow Rachel to regain dominance?
No, Tim, I'm afraid it doesn't look as if we did.
We must find a solution, and quickly. I have placed limiters around Ruth, but if they should fail and she wakes up...
All the violence we saw in her mind could come true out here in the real world.
There must be something we can do.
Sean, I'm detecting an increase in Ruth's telepathic signature. I'm increasing the power of the limiters to compensate, but... The limiters have failed. John, Ruth is waking up.
I suggest we all just to be safe.
That's better. Now I can think straight again.
Ruth, listen to me. We are friends. We're trying to help you.
No, you're not. But it's okay. I understand. You're just like my parents. You think I'm no one. You said you loved me, but you lied to me and manipulated me. I trusted you, and you've hurt me more than I can imagine. I'm purely a no one, an insect you want to create or destroy with a simple breath. I have no past, nor do I have a future to you. Well, that was all well and good while I was asleep, but I'm awake now, and I can change all that, can't I?
Tim, did you get all that?
Yes, John.
Where is Ruth now? Can you tell?
Yes, John. She has jaunted to the top of the telecom tower in central London.
Well, great, so we can just fix the limiters and go and fetch her back to the...
I'm afraid that's not all. Ruth has teleported an asteroid into the atmosphere approximately 5 miles above London.
How big is it, Tim?
It's an irregular mass of nickel iron, more than 8 miles across the long axis.
Oh, my God. No. It's all happening again.
Reality is much worse than the truth. Atmospheric displacement caused by the asteroid's appearance has produced a gigantic storm which has engulfed Britain and part of Europe. Lightning storms have blacked out cities from Bristol to Edinburgh and Paris. Many buildings have been demolished. Thousands of trapped in public transport systems. Thousands more killed or injured as they slept. Gravitational stress has produced tidal waves in the North Sea. The water level in the English Channel has risen by nearly 50 feet. And it's still just the overture. If Ruth drops this rock, the firestorm will burn everything down to the mantle. The impact will melt the Earth's crust. The shockwave will circle the globe. There will be no escape. Every living thing on Earth will die.
Transporter mask. There she is.
John! Eleanor, help! I can't hold it!
Send it back, Ruth!
Send it back. Send it back into space.
I'm not strong enough. I don't know what to do. You have to help me. I've already destroyed Paris. Yes, Tokyo. Everyone will die.
Let Rachel take control. She'll be strong enough.
Rachel isn't strong. She's a cringing idiot. I despise her. All this is her fault.
No one's to blame for this.
Ruth, listen to
no
us.
No more talk. Shut up. I'll let it fall.
What if we can prove we're telling the truth?
You're trying to trick me. Do you want to kiss you? What will happen if I let go?
You're not going to let go. Now concentrate. I'm going to show you something. It's not going to hurt you. It'll help you. Stop. The matter transporter belt, now.
Already done. Tim, jolt us out.
Get off.
Eiffel Tower, and in case you hadn't noticed, it's still intact. You, blowing up the city, it was just a dream.
Tim, jolt us out, please. And this is the Millennium Tower in Tokyo. No crashed helicopter, no destroyed city. Look down in the bay. There's some tourists down there having a booze cruise.
But, no, this can't be. He hurt me.
They were just dreams, Ruth, all of them. A world you built for yourself to justify your actions as a child.
You have to leave the dream now. Live in the real world.
Ruth, listen to me. You thought Paris had been destroyed, and it wasn't. You thought Tokyo had been destroyed, and it wasn't. You thought you had been destroyed, and you haven't.
You don't understand. He hurt me. He did. I know he...
Now what?
She's fainted.
No. No. It's okay. It's okay, Eleanor. She's gone. My sister's gone.
Rachel? My name is John. Your sister did a very bad thing. You have to...
It's okay, John. I know what Ruth did. I know about the big rock. She's a bad girl, that Ruthie. She does what sad people do. She hurts people that love her and want to help her. She wants to hurt herself, too. She doesn't like me very much. I don't like her either, really, even though she's my sister. Hey, Ellen, can you love someone but not like them all at the same time?
Of course you can, Rachel. People do that all the time.
Good people do that?
Yes, Rachel. Good people and bad people.
So, Ruthie loves me, really?
Rachel, everyone loves. It's fundamental to human nature.
But, Elena, we're not human anymore, are we?
We are in all the ways that count.
Yeah. Yes. All the ways that count.
Rachel, can you...
It's okay, John. Let me. Rachel, do you remember we said Ruth did a bad thing?
I remember, Ellen. I remember about the big rock.
We need you to send it back to space.
Space? Oh, that's far away.
Yes, Rachel, far away from here. Can you do that?
No, Ellen. I'm not strong enough. I got tired and I couldn't hold it up anymore. The big rock already fell down.
Tim. Tim, come in. Tim, can you hear me?
Now what are we going to do?
I suppose we can start jaunting people up to the satellites.
Without jaunting belts, without Tim. Face it, Eleanor. It's over. We tried and failed.
I did a bad thing.
No, Rachel, it was all just an accident.
No!
Sorry, Eleanor. I made a bad thing. Now I can't fix it. Like Ruthie. I'm bad. Like Ruthie. It's okay. It's okay. Right. Peter. Don't.
Crap. This is all crap. It's not supposed to be like this. I'm not supposed to die like this. I have no plan. Things to do. Stop.
Paul.
Yes, John.
Just shut up.
with some dignity. Were we dream-sharing again?
You never stopped. But you're awake now. I've prepared some glucose.
Please, not the glucose drinks.
Is this real? I mean, are we really awake this time?
Yes, Eleanor.
Well, where's Ruth?
She's on the trig. We thought it was the safest place.
Is she...
We've induced a coma, John. A necessary precaution whilst you attempted to find the psychological trigger that will enable us
okay,
to...
Okay, Tim, okay. We know what's going on. We've heard it all before.
And have you found the trigger?
Yes, Tim. I think we have.
Robert's on his way, just collecting his things.
Hmm.
How is she?
There's no change.
It'll take time, John. But it'll happen. She'll wake up.
And we've saved the world again. For real this time.
And Rachel. We've saved Rachel. Or Deborah. Whichever personality emerges as the most dominant, it won't be Ruth. Ruth faced her worst nightmare and came to terms with her childhood.
Yes, that's the most important thing. That's what saved her. The truth.
Soon from Big Finish, a broken song.
They're all dead, aren't they? Everyone on the planet.
Who are you?
My name is Lilith Deborah.
He's dying! I can't save him! Ah!
You're mad! You're absolutely mad! No!
This is why I'm here, Robert.
Mike.
Mike?
It's like he hates life.
You're a racer.